For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, let's talk some WrestleMania here because we'll have hopefully plenty of weeks of hockey to talk about with Panthers hopefully making a deep run all the way to the cup again. Was WrestleMania good? Here's the reason I asked that question. I remember last year, everyone was talking about WrestleMania. It was like mind-blowing. And I remember getting on the next day, and I couldn't avoid it on social media, even if I wanted to. And I haven't seen that kind of buzz this year. And I don't know, maybe if my algorithm is off, I'm just too much Costco guys, or if there's something that was missing at WrestleMania. I don't really even know what happened.
Well, I think part of it is because it happened so late in April. Normally it's like the first weekend of April, and we waited 3 weeks into the month for that. So I think the extra weeks of build towards the show, I don't want to say took interest away, but certainly maybe died down some of the interest. I don't know. But what I would say first is this: the analysis yesterday was spot on, all the way down to Solana saying that John Cena's all-time famous taunt where he waves his hand in front of his face and says, "You can't see me," not "you didn't see me." Mess that up, and
so
then
he makes himself invisible.
That was a hilarious. That was great. No, but do you remember we did the show at the arena the like the day after, the 2 days after John Cena turned heel, and I was telling you this is massive. You've got The Rock, you've got John Cena, and for some reason you've got Travis Scott involved in this. And I can't wait to see where it goes. It's incredibly fresh. It's the biggest heel turn since Hulk Hogan back in the 90s when he was at WCW. Do you know how many times The Rock appeared on WWE programming since that turn? Zero.
So this is shocking to me because I found that out yesterday. So he was not even at WrestleMania?
No, and that's one of the big sticking
points. Wasn't that
a
big storyline?
Yes. Yes.
So how is that possible?
Thank you. This has been the conversation post WrestleMania for the last couple days. And we honestly never really got an explanation for why Travis Scott ever got involved. to answer your first question, was WrestleMania a good show? Yes. I thought WrestleMania was very good both days. But the last thing everybody remembers is Travis Scott, for some reason that we still don't know, coming down to the ring and helping John Cena kind of beat Cody Rhodes to win his record-breaking 17th title. So now the lasting image of John Cena at WrestleMania in his career is going to be Travis Scott next to him for some reason celebrating the 17th world championship that he's ever won. It was certainly a decision.
Jimmy,
and then
Jimmy, because Jimmy's a WrestleMania fan. Did you notice that?
Oh, I got
WrestleMania,
his text.
Jimmy, that The Rock was not there.
Yeah, I noticed that he was not there. He should have been there. It would have made more sense.
Did it disappoint you? Were you waiting the entire time for the Rock appearance? Like, I'm assuming everyone was waiting for him to show up at some point, right?
Yeah, everyone was waiting for it. It was like, okay, when is he coming out? And then you notice that he's not coming out. You're like, this is it? This is how it's going to end?
So when Travis Scott came out, everybody was like, all right, like, the Rock is definitely going to follow this because they were a huge, the entire kick starting point to this feud is The Rock and Travis Scott in the ring beating the hell out of Cody Rhodes. It is inexplicable. And then Dwayne goes on Pat McAfee's show today, and Dwayne says that he told the WWE that he was available and he could have appeared. And the WWE was like, nah, we'll take it from here, Dwayne.
That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't they have him at WrestleMania if he like? And I don't understand why he's not there. I'm baffled by this.
You and everybody else, because it should have been an incredible moment, and it would have been an incredible moment if they did everything the exact same and just The Rock was involved. And I think everybody is remembering it as a great WrestleMania.
Hey, you, Josh, you and Jimmy, are they running out of stars? Because John Cena's 58, The Rock is 72. Like, they have to come back to keep the WWE going?
No, I think that that was a criticism that you could have made maybe like 10 years ago. But I think that in recent years, guys have stepped up and really taken that, and they've created multiple. So that's been a big problem for them for a long time. But John Cena is on the Mount Rushmore in wrestling, and this is his retirement tour. He is done after this year. He's going to be done in December, and that's it. He's got 20-something dates left in WWE. The Rock and some of these part-timers, yeah, they get involved for these big shows, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania, obviously. But, I mean, Cody Rhodes is a guy that started in WWE, went away, came back as a much, much bigger star. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, like, there are guys in the company that have been able to carry it in John Cena's absence. Cena hasn't been around really consistently at all the last few years. He only shows up around WrestleMania.
I'm stuck on this Rock thing, though.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
I recall from previous WrestleManias as well that there were big name celebrity guests, and I didn't see any of that go viral. So I'm assuming there were none other than Travis Scott. But that seems to be played out. And I don't understand why Travis Scott has such a major role in WWE.
Nobody does. That's the problem. That's what we're all trying to figure out. Living Color played CM Punk to the ring. Only the guitarist from Slayer played somebody else, Damian Priest, to the ring for his entrance. I'm trying to think what else. I don't really think there were any other. They showed Dana White. They showed Dana White twice during the show for whatever reason, twice, and he got booed loudly. Interesting. Both times.
In 2025, though, does anybody know Living Color? Like, that band resonates for me, and I understand that's his song, but
because of CM Punk, they do.
Do they know the band? Like, is that a celebrity appearance in 2025?
Because of CM Punk, people know who they are, and they've played him out to the ring at a previous WrestleMania.
No, not because of CM Punk, because they had a great song. Like, that song existed before CM Punk.
I know, but you're asking if people know who they are.
How dare you diminish Living Color that way? They had another moderate hit called Glamour Boys, which was an excellent song.
They should bring back In Living Color and have Homie the Clown out there. And the
that would have been a bigger celebrity than, I don't want to diminish Travis Scott too, because obviously he's got millions of fans, but it seems like he's everywhere for the however, like, that's not a surprise appearance anymore.
It's enough with Fiend. Okay. Terrible song. It's enough with Fiend. Okay. As soon as the kids,
so the is this one of the worst WrestleManias? Song, is this one of the worst WrestleManias of all time?
No, it was a very good WrestleMania.
I'm being honest. I don't, it sounds terrible.
It was a very good WrestleMania with a finish that made a lot of people upset to the very last match, because the Rock
went on McAfee today.
Dwayne was on McAfee today,
and he said, "Yeah, I would have been there."
Incoherent. Yes, he's like, "I didn't want to." And then at one point, he said, "I don't want to be an impediment to the story." And I'm like, "Dwayne, you are the story."
This is so bizarre.
It's so bizarre.
What am I missing?
That is what
nothing. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
But as I don't know, Josh. But like you brought up Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, and I'm looking at a list now. Gunther,
Ron Becker,
JUC. Like I don't Kevin Owens. Like these aren't the guys. Like this, I don't know if they're as good as the guys we grew up watching. But I don't know any of these.
You don't watch
names.
Them though. You Crowder, can't compare I mean. Them. You don't watch them.
Hey Crowder. I mean Jey Uso. Yeet. I mean,
what happened?
He's a black dude, though.
He's Samoan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Damn.
Nah, I feel like the WWE, as somebody who has a dork brother who absolutely loves the WWE, and every time I go over there, he's doing like the yes from Daniel Bryan, and like I loosely kind of follow WWE as much as I hate all you dweebs.
Bushwhackers there? No. Bushwhackers?
They're as popular, Crowder, they're as popular maybe as they've ever been. WWE as popular as it's ever been.
They sold out Allegiant Stadium, really? 60,000 plus back then.
The Bushwhackers?
With Josh's and Jimmy's.
Yeah, man.
But Hulk Hogan's still famous. You know?
He gets booed when he
Cena
shows up.
He's a movie star now. Like, there's, like, I don't know who these people are.
Bushwhackers!
They don't
All right, we gotta go.
John Cena's on the Mount Rushmore, so yeah, like, it's hard to be a Mount Rushmore guy, but Roman Reigns...
He's not that old, though, is he? He's gotta be in his 40s, right?
49?
So. Why is he retiring?
Because he can make probably a lot more money being in movies.
Yeah.
And he's done plenty for the company. He's been out 23 years.
Did you think McAfee got choked out for real? Because he was purple.
Oh, that was real.
No, I'm being honest.
You say him.
Why are you looking at the camera that way? Because he could have said, go ahead and choke me out. Like it, that didn't look like that was acting. It looked like he got choked out and passed out.
And I don't know if they told the security guards or not that all of his like producers were going to jump the barrier and try and get after them. The way they pulled that entire sequence off for TV looked as authentic as possible.
Did you watch that last night, Jimmy?
That was amazing.
Did you think McAfee got choked out?
Yeah. The whole sequence.
Yeah,
when the wrestler was, when he confronted the announcers for talking bad about him, and when everything broke down, it was just amazing.
It really was.
I think,
but like,
he was purple.
Even that, we didn't need a Pat McAfee, a Logan Paul, and a Travis Scott back when Jake the Snake and those guys were wrestling. You just let wrestlers wrestle.
You know how old you sound. do you have...
Well, Bruno Sammartino didn't
when Gorilla Monsoon called a match, he didn't insert himself into the match.
Macho Man Randy Savage didn't need Stevie Wonder to walk out with him. He just was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Crowder, I encourage you to go look up what celebrities were littered all over the early WrestleManias, like Mr. T. There was another singer.
Fabulous Moolah.
She wasn't a celebrity. She was a wrestler.
Of course not. Wendy Richter, of course. Bushwhacker. All right, we gotta go.
Nobody knows why Travis Scott is here.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.